And neighbouring MP Hugh Merriman, the Conservative MP for Bexhill and Battle, is on the line now. Hello, Hugh.
Hello, Neil. Actually, I'm on my way to Amber's Rail Summit right now.
Very good. Well, tell her we've been trying to call her.
She's busy getting it all set up.
I dare say.
Got the Rail Minister coming down, which is great.
Yeah, she'll be arranging PowerPoints and all that sort of thing as we speak. Now, Damian Green, what he says about having a cold, well, that's fair enough, but that's not really the point, is it? This isn't just about a cough at a speech, is it? This is about perhaps a cripplingly weak leader, crippled by the fact that she didn't do very well in the election. That's still hanging over us, isn't it?
Well, I think it was just really rotten luck for her conference speech that she had a cough, which we all have. I've got one now, as you can probably hear. And also, you know, some idiot decided to turn up and make a stunt for himself. So, and then all of a sudden, unfortunately, you get the odd one or two individuals that have perhaps always had something there coming out and causing more trouble.
30, we're told.
Well, no, I mean, I've only heard one or two people on the radio come forward. I don't know of 30 people that have that same view in terms of the 300-odd colleagues I have. At a time when it's more important than the sort of personality politics, people want to hear what we're going to be doing to get a good deal out of the European Union negotiations. I feel sorry that people might think that why are politicians focusing on this when there's more important things at stake? And I want to reassure them that we are. It's just one or two people that just can't help themselves.
Okay.
Probably about personal ambition and ambition thwarted.
There is an argument. There is an argument, Hugh, is there not, that there are three times that Theresa May could go. She could go now. She could go after the Brexit negotiations. She could fight the next general election, or she might go just before it. Now, the argument which is what these people are suggesting, is that to get a good Brexit negotiation, you need strong, stable leadership, and that's not what we got at the moment.
Well, we won't have it if they carry on muttering and talking the whole process down. Actually, that's the feeling I have about people's views on Europe. If we want to make a success of it, we've got to be positive, otherwise it will fail. And actually that goes also to the leadership point as well. So everybody that has a stake in this country, which should be everybody in this country, should be thinking positively, putting their own ambitions to one side, and willing the negotiations well. And I don't see how on earth any of this idle chatter is going to help that end, in which case they're talking our country down, and I think that's a real shame.
Which camp are you prepared to say which camp you sit in? Do you think she should see us through Brexit and then go after she's done that job?
No, because again, that would be completely counter. If she does a great job, which I'm sure she will in terms of our negotiations, then why should she step down? She would have actually been in a great successful position to keep on going. So I judge people on where they are right now, what they're doing. I think we will get a good deal led by Theresa May. And I hope she'll stay on. So, you know, you can actually count me and those people hoping that she does lead us into the next election, because she's got a sense of public duty. She's got great experience. We have difficult times around the world, not just in terms of Europe, but also in world peace. And quite frankly, I like someone with experience on their side. So I hope she does well. I'm sure she will. And I do expect her to lead us into the next election.
Okay.
I'm happy to come and talk to you if that turns out not to be the case.
Okay, well, we appreciate you coming on this morning as well, because some MPs are running for cover. don't want to talk about it at all.
I'm always willing to stand up and be counted and be straight and honest. That's my honest view on it. I have no political ambitions. Again, I'm a mere backbencher.
Okay, Hugh Merriman, thank you. Enjoy the Rail Summit later. Something
thank
else
you.
That we'll be following up on later on in the day here at BBC Sussex.